KQ4CRG. Monitoring.
4HKX, mobile.
HKX0TR. I beat you to the taste test on this. It's still too warm to eat, though, Patrick.
I'll have to give you that one, but it might be just right by the time I get to where I'm going.
Yeah, I'd probably set up more. The last one she made, we took up to Chris. And naturally, I got lost coming home, but we got to see a lot of nice country.
Figure out how to get back from there, right?
No, seriously. I tried to dodge I-85, and next time I'm just going back down through easily. But last time I did, it was a big traffic jam, and I don't like those.
Those either. I'd rather go way out of my way and keep moving than setting a traffic jam.
And see where it was exactly. It said Greenville, but, oh, man. There was a motorcycle ran in the back of a dump truck. Then it wound up being a 7-car accident, plus the motorcycle, and, or 7 altogether, I don't know. And, of course, the motorcyclist lost in that deal.
We're going to lose in any kind of wreck.
Never a bad one, no, thank God.
Never rode a motorcycle on the road, and don't really plan to. Rode plenty of dirt bikes and stuff like that, but no, nothing on the road. No, so, I don't know. Too many people not paying attention can't see this big old tool truck, much less a motorcycle.
The ones that are, they look like a weird-looking car, way low.
Pretty neat, but I still don't know if I'd want to ride one of those around.
You know, it doesn't look like there's much for safety on them, does it?
Roll cage covered up in there and all that plastic somewhere. At least something with a little bit of strength to it, I'd hope.
Probably do, but it doesn't look like from the side they'd have much protection. And for $30,000, I don't know, I think I'd rather be in a car.
But, I've got my side-by-side. I can put it, make it street legal, but I still don't know about it, roll cage in it, and it's got a complete roll cage around it.
I was going up and down the hill here. Some of the people have them. But the one I seen down there at Lowe's was 11 grand. Wow.
By size, they get on up there 50, 60 grand now.
Those men. Wow. Well, I'm having this with a cup of coffee, but she's giving me a little tiny sliver, and I have a better one tonight. She put coconut in that, didn't you? Yeah. Well, you're supposed to, but I'm not too much on coconuts.
German chocolate without coconut.
Chef, you can.
And, you got a good one there, that's for sure.
I even smell that being made. Usually when she's baking something, I can tell it. I've been having a lot of enjoyment out of this custard pie. Well, when my mama made it, I didn't care for custard pie, but boy, the way Bernice makes it, it's really good. Especially after it sits in the fridge for a day. I really like it, but I guess you change as you get.
Plus change, that's for sure. I know mine have over the years.
Well, I can taste the walnuts. Isn't that what it is? Pecans, she says. We went to Spartanburg today, and I think you bought some more, didn't you, hon? She said she didn't know if she needed them or not, but she's always baking something, so it's nice to have some pecans.
Can't go wrong with pecans. A good pecan pie or German chocolate cake, always a good thing.
Out there with my grandson tonight playing football.
Pass.
tomorrow night, Bernice says. Either way, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, plan on Friday night.
East side.
But I was much younger than I am now, and much more heat tolerant.
He was down to Amy's there yesterday, was it? Yeah. Excuse me. She said he was now up to 300 pounds and 6'5".
Good old boy.
16 shoe. Hates my shoes. He was here the other day, and he ate one of those subs. It was from that place down there by the donut shop. But both pieces were about as long as Jersey Mike's big one is put together. And he ate that and a can and a half of soda, a Sprite 12-ounce and a small ginger ale, and some potato chips, and chip dip like it was going out of style.
I think by not eating.
I hate to feed him. She says it's like having two or three kids.
Is the dad that big? Or is he a pretty good sized man himself?
No, not at all. He's short and stocky. And my other grandson, he's 3 years younger. And he's very stocky. And not tall, but not real short. But 5'9"? Okay, well, he's taller than I thought. That's about what Scott is, isn't it? They're up to Darlington. Scott and his buddies, they go up there every year to Darlington for the weekend. I think I'd pass on being out there in this lovely weather, too.
Really enjoy what you're going for if you're going for it in this kind of heat. But maybe they can find some shade somewhere, but I doubt it down there at Darlington.
In the infield, I didn't see any trees in there. There's plenty of those big campers, I guess, with awnings on them, but oh, wow. I don't know what they're staying in, Bernice, you know? I'm not sure. This is 0TR.
KP2H Access Mobile.
HKX. Hello again, Dave.
Hello again, Patrick. And hey, Tom, did you make it over there, Patrick?
Made it there and left. I got it somewhere else I'm trying to be this evening.
Okay. Hello, Tom. Over to you, KB2HXS.
Yeah, he's over here. And that sucker got away with the first two pieces of a freshly made German chocolate cake. What do you think of that, Dave? Right out from under me. I hadn't even tasted it.
Man. Okay, I'll be right there.
When I got in the truck, I made sure to send Dave a picture of it and rub it in a little bit.
Shoot. Well, it's good, but it'll be better when it kind of cools down a little bit, Dave.
And I just looking at the picture. You sound the gun.
It's not just Tom.
I better keep an eye on him. Bernice is favoring him more than me there, Dave.
Goodness. And now I'm hungry for chocolate cake. Hey, he's probably munching on the cake.
I'm trying to stop for this stop sign to do at this intersection.
Dave, a lot of times she'll send a little plate of oatmeal cookies. They're great. That's all I can say about them. Normally, those don't even make them to his house.
Problem here. We're Rutherford Road and 29. Come on, we've got blinking lights here.
Well, you better be careful out there. They don't know what a red light is, much less a blinking one.
Some knucklehead blocking the lane.
The construction zone's on 101 today. Then I went down there and got some Kentucky Fried Chicken that wasn't fit to eat when I got it home.
Got it, guys. Let me put the mic down. KP2HXS.
Good idea, Dave. Take care. And Gerald, chill.
Clear around for a little bit. KO4H checks.
Please. Oh, she's going to stick it in the icebox with my custard pie. I'll let you go, Patrick. Pay attention to your driving and the racetrack out in front of here, as usual. Everybody's hurrying up to get home. If Dave's listening, there's a November 4 Victor. It's the 80th anniversary of the U.S. Coast Guard radio station in Guam, which I have been there. Not to the Coast Guard station there, though. Anyways, take care, Patrick. Good to see you tonight, and have a nice meeting. KO4HKX and 0GR, be clear for now.
Miss Bernice, have a great evening. And again, thank you for the eggs and the cake. I will enjoy both of those. KO4HKX, clear, 7-3.
All right, I'm back. I got through the mess. See you, Tom. Now, it's just right where Rutherford Road comes onto Wade Hampton here. The light was blinking yellow, and nobody knew what the heck to do.
Couldn't surprise me.
That's blinking yellow, though. Everybody else is working. I don't see any power outages.
Somebody probably hit something.
Yeah, it was a little rain that comes through. Maybe, maybe one of those controllers got zapped or something. Who knows?
Finished up your job you went through?
Oh, yeah. Got them both taken care of. I'm heading home.
Do something to eat now, right?
I need chicken soup. I had a little chicken soup before I left. Fresh, scratch-made chicken soup. I'm trying that when I get home. And then, I don't know what we have for dessert. I have to go to Tom's house and eat those other two pieces of German chocolate cake.
For you. There's more than two pieces left. There's three quarters of a cake there.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, he's going to stop advertising that on here. I'm going to have to look him up on QRZ again and go to his house.
You would be welcomed right in and enjoy the stay.
You are indeed, Dave.
My wife would give me some nonsense about that. Where'd you get that cake? Well, you're not supposed to be eating that. I'm like, oh, man.
You're welcome anytime, Dave. I'm going to cut out of here now, N0TR, clear and off.
Okay. Well, look at that. We talk about him and he comes back on the radio. 73 Tom. Over to you, Patrick.
Tom, and again, thank both of you. I enjoyed it. To Shelby this weekend?
No, I got service calls mounting up, my friend. I got three on Saturday, one on Sunday morning now. I got it. I got to. I can't let people go. It's a holiday weekend. Got to keep them cooling.
I know you're just trying to keep people cool and let them enjoy their weekend.
Oh, believe me, a couple of months, I'll be enjoying some cool weather, too. Don't you worry.
Working on ears.
Yeah, not till probably November, December. But no, right now, I tell you what, they're breaking left and right.
Cold snaps and then get hot again, how it'll do that.
Well, I've been replacing capacitors like crazy. I must have did. If I did one, I've done like six capacitors in the last week.
You're replacing so many of them.
I think there's a couple of reasons. Well, the storms that are coming through have been knocking them out. The older units are pulling on those things a little too hard because they're older. And from what I've been hearing, with the new developments going up and all the building that they're doing and they're shutting power down and re-energizing here and there and getting a little bit of a jolt back in the neighborhoods is probably what's taking them out.
Check to see if they're getting their full 60 hertz and the voltage they're supposed to be getting.
Oh, yeah, no, I do an amp draw check. I check the voltage. Oh, yeah, no, I do a full Monty. I don't just change parts and run.
So many people moving in here, if it's starting to put a strain on the electrical system.
Oh, yeah, no, I check it, believe me. You should be getting 240 volts or the 2 to 245, somewhere around there. And so far, everything, the voltage is fine, but when they build the new developments and when they power them up, they turn the electric on in that area, it jolts everybody else. You get a little bit of a interruption or something.
Well, Dave, I'm getting up here close to Highway 11 and the repeater's getting real scratchy. I got about 3/4 of what you said there, so I'm going to jump out of here if you can still hear me. And you be careful. And if I don't talk to you again, I hope you enjoy your weekend and keep those people cool. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
You do the same, Patrick. Have a good evening. KB2HXS will be listening out for another 10 minutes.
In here, Dave, I had a suggestion that you probably don't want to fool with. This is Enger OTR.
Oh, go ahead, Tom. I've got a few more minutes.
Well, I put in one for my our children, and I actually got one on my main panel and one on the sub panel that I put in because the basement, when I moved here, only had one light and one receptacle, no ceiling or anything. But they have whole house. They're just a big MOV, but boy, they're just easy as falling off a log to put in. They take the slot of a two-pole circuit breaker, and then you just take, there's one neutral wire off of that, and you run it over to the neutral bar. When I put mine in, they were about $70 or $80, somewhere in that area, $60 to $80, which I'm sure they're probably $100 now. But most of the guys doing it are, of course, tripling the price in order to make it economically feasible. But that would be a good suggestion to folks like that because it's a whole house lightning protector is what it is, Dave.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that for my house, but what I do for people, what I'm starting to do now this year is when we install a system, down at the condensing unit, I'll put in a surge protector, put it right into the disconnect. That'll protect the compressor and everything else down there. And it'll add a little bit of protection for the compressor so it doesn't hard start or doesn't get jolted.
Great idea. What do those look like physically? I know they vary in size according to the voltage. I got some downstairs that are even for 480. Of course, they wouldn't have a clamping voltage that would help you at all on 240 because it's way up higher. But there is a clamping voltage on them. They look like a fairly good-sized ceramic disc capacitor. What's those look like?
I don't really know. I don't open them up. They're about the size, if you took two cigarette packs and put them together, and they have three wires going in. You know, you got your two legs and your ground. But that's about the size, and they on the disconnect.
Well, that's just about what I was talking about, only more for your, more applicable to what you're doing. And I think that's really good insurance. It really is. But to put one in your house, a double knockout in your breaker panel, stick it in there, and then take one wire over to the neutral bar. It has to be OEM to that panel. In other words, if it's Square D or any of the other ones that they manufacture, GE, you know, that route, ITE, whatever it is, it has to be applicable to that panel.
Need the house, but the other thing is that some of the higher end air conditioning systems that have all those control boards and the multi-stage compressors that ramp up and down and all that, they require the surge protector outside for the warranty, and they had to take a picture of it and send it in.
Especially if you get up into Sear 18 and up in that area. I got a thing from Waldrop the other day, and it was trying to nudge people along with older units to replace them, which that was a real good idea last year, I heard you talking about. But the thing that really got me was they said that coming next year, they're going to replace the refrigerant that is flammable, sort of to scare people, I guess. That's you know, that's not dichloral, difluoryl methane or something like that. And it ain't R410. It's something I ain't never heard of.
Basically, what they're doing is called R32. And from what I've read and what I've watching online, is they're just adding some propane into the mix to try and have it be more efficient. It's all part of the New Green Deal. And I don't want to hear anybody say it's not, oh, it's safe, it's safe. Okay, right. When you bring a bottle of that stuff to someone's house, and it's got to have a red label on it to let you know it's flammable, we're going to get questions. The equipment is going to almost double in price because of all the added safety guards that have to go into the unit. They're going to be sealed contactors, going to be leak detectors built into the air handler. The instant that stuff starts to leak, it's going to shut the system down. And we're going to be paying for all this.
KO4HK.
Acknowledging Patrick. Yeah, they mentioned that they were going to have automatic shutdowns. It never dawned on me that it was propane. They didn't say that. But I told Bernice, I said, well, they got a high-pressure switch. They got a low-pressure switch. But they don't have one for leaking explosive gases. So thanks for that. I appreciate that info, Dave. That don't sound like a good idea. That I won't say whose administration that sounds like, but it's not a very good idea. Green or not. Go ahead, Patrick.
Tell you that the nuclear you got, it's already got that in it. 1234YZ, that's what it's got as propellant, is propane. Automobiles have had it for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I remember you telling me. I couldn't remember what it was called, though. It's called 1234. Something else you said?
Yeah, I can't remember which one it is.
Wow. Go ahead, Dave.
But a house, you know, residential system and a commercial system holds a whole lot more freon than the vehicles. The vehicles only hold a couple ounces. You may have less than a pound in the vehicle. But, yeah, when you have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 pounds of freon in the house and that stuff starts to leak, I don't care if the system shuts right down. It's still in the airstream.
But some of your cars with dual AC stuff like that, they'll have 3 or 4 pounds in them. So they're getting on up there, too.
Dave, I thought in R12 or R22, well, they didn't put R22 in cars, but in R12, I thought it was 3 or 4 pounds, wasn't it, Patrick?
Hey, bad spot. Patrick, you still there? KB2HXS.
I used to put, I think, suction pressure is around 34 pounds is all I remember on that. But, I'm getting old. I forget a lot of that stuff, Dave.
Well, here's the rub. Here's the other side of this stuff. I have to now go out and buy a new vacuum pump, a new recovery pump. None of my battery tools can be brushed. You know, brush-type motors. They have to be brushless, sealed tools because that's the new standard now. You know, I have to go out and buy a sealed vacuum pump. And they're upwards of almost $1,000. I'm like, oh, my God. So I got to spend $2,000 or $3,000 to retool myself for this new Freon.
Running after the first of next year, Dave?
Well, yeah. 2025, how many equipment's supposed to hit? Now, there will be 410 equipment available still, and they'll be allowed to sell out, sell it until they run out. But supposedly, they're going to quit building, and Goodman's already changed over. And I know a buddy of mine down in Florida I was talking to, he priced out a train, a little 2.5-ton heat pump system, and he almost fell down when they gave him the price on the equipment. It's like $9,000.
Sale price?
Yeah, that was the equipment price. That's not even the labor.
About an installation of about $27,000.
Well, I wouldn't put it in for that, but yeah, some of these companies will rip you and strip you for over $20,000. And I don't know how some of these folks are going to be able to afford it.
Probably not. Of course, you just about going to have to. Well, Ours is about 15 years old now, and it does have a new thermostatic expansion valve that has a new evaporator about 3 years ago. If I had to replace a compressor, I could still get a compressor replaced on, because I think, you know, with that in there, some of the main components other than maybe the condenser motor and the fan motor inside, would that still be in my best interest?
KV2HXS mobile for ID. Well, it really depends, you know. You have to look at the price of the replacement parts at that particular time. Like right now, I've got an issue with one of my customers. He has an older Lennox, which is still, it's R410, but, you know, I got to get a condenser coil for him, and it's $3,000. I'm like, holy cow, because Lennox doesn't make it anymore, it has to go to a third party.
And the teeth in it. Whew. Yeah, well, another variable that enters into it with us older folks, I'm 76 years old, and I kind of hate to go out there and put, you know, $20,000 in a new system when I probably won't be around to use it.
You know, it's besides the point. The last 2 years, I don't want to say too much more than that, but the last 2 years, we've seen some really bad price increases on equipment because of the new Green Deal. You know, I mean, the equipment pricing has gone through the roof.
Yeah, Dave. Never was exactly cheap, but it sure was worthwhile. And it was something you just couldn't live without. But I shouldn't say that. Bernice didn't have that for 18 years, and we didn't have it till I was 10 years old or so. We had a water cooler. And it wasn't back in Kansas because the humidity was so high, the water doesn't evaporate.
Swamp coolers?
Yeah, they had that seltzer on the sides of them, and you had a water hose and a float inside to turn it on and off, and it just ran water down through that seltzer, and then it sucked the air over it. But for years, we didn't have air conditioning.
I'm Tom, I'm in the driveway. Let me get out of here. You have a good evening? Yeah, I'll come buy some chocolate cake another day. It's 73 for now. N0TR, KV2HXS.
Hey, I enjoyed it, and thanks so much for the interesting conversation. We weren't talking business, we were talking technology, and I love it. So take care, Dave. I appreciate it. KB2HSXN0TR. 73, and good night.
Have a good night, Tom. N0TR, KB2HXS. 73, we're gone. We're out of here. Bye-bye.